You got that passion. You got that white heat. You got yourself lit up and turned on. That's when you hear about all the miracle stories. Everyone on a stage that's got their seminar stories, it's because they got their passion turned on. It's because they became so resourceful and they were not going to live another day in any form of mediocrity. Like, not winning was not an option.
You've gotten great at divine working, but what about divine living? Welcome to the Divine Living Podcast. I'm your host, Gina DeVee. You're not alone in wanting more. And here at the Divine Living Podcast, you can expect to be part of conversations from women like us who unapologetically dream big and are obsessed with manifesting our most fabulous lives. The conversation starts now.
Hey, hey, gorgeous queen. I hope that you are having a spectacular day. And if you need a boost, you are definitely going to get a boost in the Divine Living Podcast today. This week, I have gifted myself the treat, the luxury of being offline and in a Joe Dispenza immersion. Glenn and I are just taking our consciousness, our manifesting, our love, our all of it to the next level. And so I wanted to gift you with some high vibe content from live events that I've done. So I continue to learn and invest in myself and grow myself. So that's what I'm doing this week. And I thought that this week would also be a great opportunity for you to get access to something that formerly you had to be in the room for. So sit back, relax, and enjoy a clip from a live event that I hosted previously. Lots of love.
I love you and I care about you. And there's a theme that I'm noticing regardless of the amount of money that one is making in this room. And the experience that I have with everyone except about five people, there may be a bit of a fringe there, is I'm feeling a tempedness. I'm feeling a tentativeness. I'm feeling a not full outness. And so I am here to serve you, for you to get into your utmost fiery, passionate, alive, self-aware state so that anything of the rest of what comes out of my mouth will actually get into you. Because from a closed place or a slightly shut down place or quite frankly, a half-assing it place, the rest of it is irrelevant. Until you get that you are your greatest resource and it's your responsibility and your opportunity to light yourself up and turn yourself on, that is where the game changes. You're wondering why people are successful? Anyone who's successful has gotten that notion. I remember the very first seminar I was ever invited to. It was a free seminar. It was a T. Harv Eker seminar. It couldn't have been more like not what I thought that I was, the world that I was going to be in, but somehow I got myself in the second row and I'm sitting there and he's talking and it was something about the millionaire mind. I was making $24,000 a year and had $75,000 of credit card debt at that time. And he's talking about what's possible. He's talking about what's available. It was basically, I was being given the permission that I had never been given before in my life to say, it's okay to make money. You can do this. You're meant to have a huge impact. And I was like, oh my God, yes, this is everything I wanted to hear. We got the keys out of prison. This is amazing. And then he said, and only 5% of you will do something with this. I was like, what's he talking about? There's 2,000 people here. We're all like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And over the course of I didn't consider myself special in any way, shape, or form. I knew that I was like every other girl out there that had a big dream for herself and had a big drive. And just all I needed was the information. All I needed was the permission and the knowledge that I actually could do it, that this could be activated inside of me. And then I went and I started my own career. And I'm very proud to say that Divine Living has a higher percentage rate than 5%. However, and now I'm talking to this room. Compared to what? Compared to what? So here's what I know for sure. I'm in that 5%. I put myself there and I've stayed, I've dipped out of it because sometimes I've gotten myself into a season where I was playing not to lose versus truly playing to win. It was a short season, but I know what that's like. And that's why I can speak from this place of love and passion. For those of you that are just in survive mode and just keeping up and on some unconscious level have made yourself available for not being clear 9 months later on who your ideal client is, this is not a finger-pointing thing. This is an invitation. This is a wake-up call. You get to decide, are you available to be clear on who your ideal client is in your package or not? You get to decide, are you available to have not hit a 5K month or not? You get to decide, are you going to be available to not do 10K consistent months or not? You get to decide, are you going to be doing a six-figure launch or not? It's a decision, and it's a decision about which percentage of the population are you going to put yourself in? Because I'm telling you something for sure, and if this is a personal development or edutainment or whatever that word is that everyone's using these days for you, God bless. I love having, there isn't anybody in this room that I don't love having here. But if you actually are honest with yourself and letting me know that part of why you're here is because you have a genuine interest in being financially successful, everything I'm about to say is gonna matter for you. Personal development people, then you just wanna soak it in like and enjoy. This is gonna be like lemonade for you. The rest of you, put your seatbelt on. There's about, I know what it looks like when a woman is lit up, when a woman is turned on, tuned in, and it's that white heat they talk about in Think and Grow Rich. That is required. You don't get to just spend gajillions of dollars on trainings. You don't get to just work behind your computer 10 hours a day. You don't get to just do what you were told to do to put a funnel in place. You don't get to just show up on social media and have that mean anything to the 4 billion people that are on social media and have that mean anything out there. Because you know why? The 5% of us, we're passionate, we're magnetic, we're digging in deep, we're going for the guts, we're totally going for it. We're not just like, yep. This is, you know, well, I did what I was supposed to today. That doesn't count anymore. That doesn't work. And that's also not who you are. That's mediocrity and you're not mediocre. That's boring and you're not boring. But let me tell you something. When a woman has that fire inside of her and she's nothing's going to stop her, that's when she gets resourceful. That's when the interesting character comes out. And this is within every single one of you, but it's not activated at the level that it needs to be within every single one of you. So you get to decide today. Again, I have zero judgment. Every woman has a season. Every woman has a journey. Your soul has every right to make whatever decision you want to make. And I'm going to love you regardless of your decision. But I'm also going to practice and model what feminine leadership is when you're working with clients. When you're leading with clients, I have a great respect for the coaching industry. I have a great respect for transformation. And let me tell you what this is not, an Al-Anon meeting. This is not a bunch of codependent people that are gathering together and be like, oh my God, your package is so great. You should like add a zero and you're going to sell a million of them. I am not going to be your cosmic cheerleader. And I am also not going to stand by and continue to have the same conversations with really smart, educated, hardworking women that make it look like they have no idea what they're talking about. This team loves you. And we were talking in our debrief meeting yesterday, and you know, Glenn was saying, like, I went to this particular table and he's like, Gina, they're lost. And I said, that's because they've chosen to be. At this point, with this training, with what's been going on, if you're lost, you are consciously or unconsciously choosing to be lost. I don't have a judgment on it. Be honest with yourself. And I'm speaking the truth in love here. If you are lost, get found. Make that decision. If you don't like it, and if you want to wobble in it, then you can wobble in it. There is zero reason for anyone to be lost, to be stuck, to not know exactly what they're doing and how to transform it. But I'm telling you, easily, 2/3 of this room was on some level in that place, regardless of the amount of money making. I'm quite clear on that. Because of this kind of vibe. when someone is lit up and tuned in, they're at the edge of their seats. They're taking notes. They're asking questions. They're seizing opportunities. They're totally going for it in every single way. And they are not taking me, the guidance, the room, the opportunity for granted in any way. So back to, I love that this is a growth community. I love that so many of you come back year after year. Do not take this room for granted for your sake, not mine, because I got plenty of people who appreciate this and are seizing it and soaking it up. For your sake, do not take this experience, this day, this opportunity for granted. Get your breakthrough. Be committed. Put yourself in that 5%. You'll be willing to do whatever it takes to get your breakthrough. If anybody has made the decision to be unavailable for not knowing who their ideal client is or what their package is, I'll tell you what that looks like. Running to the back of the room and signing up and working with Darla. You seize every resource you can. That's what I did when I was in that place. I invested every penny I had to get myself into awareness, to get myself educated, to get myself out of stuck mode, to get myself to where I knew I was going. And I remember one time I had $3,000 left on a credit card with my $75,000 credit card bill. And I'm pretty sure there was a tax lien somewhere in the mix at that time. And there was a coaching package and it was $3,000. And I remember looking at the $3,000 credit that I had available left and that coaching bill. And I said, you know what? I got how life works. That money's going to go. It's going to go for gas or groceries or just whatever survival stuff. But if I go and invest it right now, I don't know how to get out of my stuckness. I didn't know how to get out of my unawareness. I didn't know who my ideal client was. And I didn't have a package then. And I said, at least if I invest in me and I spend that $3,000 investing in me, I will know how to make that money. I seized every opportunity, even when it wasn't convenient, even when it didn't make sense, because I had a fire inside of me. And this is what it looks like. So this, if you think that I'm paying some fat bill over what I'm going to make by you signing up with Darla, reconsider. This is not about that. This is about my love for you. This package with her, it's 90 minutes. Normally it's 60 minutes for the same price. The price doesn't actually matter when it comes down to it. It comes down to you taking action, you using every resource. This is one example of what that looks like. It's that white heat. It's like, I will do anything to move my life forward. I will do anything to make the progress. Because you want to know what it looks like? It looks like Jennifer Grace. It looks like I am not going to be left behind. It's like I am going to activate my passion. I am going to seize what I do know. I am going to take that action. It's like Maxine. She's going to quit corporate. She's going to start her own business. And then she comes out of the gate and she's making 25 grand a month. This is what it looks like. Isabel Levy, she's 22. She's like I'm surprised her hand's not up right now wherever she is, because she's like in it to win it, asking questions, already did a $50,000 launch. Beata, even though she's like our, you know, biggest extrovert of the community, like you don't hear her saying, well, I'm in Hungary and nobody will spend money on this and I have to do it in a different language and all that kind of stuff. Like, these are people who are going. Megan LaRussa, she's like, you know, well, she's not saying, well, I'm not a coach and what Gina says doesn't really apply to me. She's a fashion stylist. She soaks it up. She's going for it. Just bought a house. And the names go on and on and on, only from a place of women being lit up. So you got to activate your fire. You want superstar, then be one. And it's called making a decision to be in that 5%. I can't do that for you. Nobody can. It's only between you and spirit. So it's time for you to put yourself in a category and get honest with what's going on. Because I'm not here to rearrange the furniture on the Titanic with you today. All right? So let's get to it, shall we? You like my O Canada outfit? I thought it was cold in Canada, this California girl. Thank you, Montreal, for providing 77 degrees today. I gave it a sporting effort here. Okay, so let's start with prayer, because I think a couple of you need to connect with something. It's now between you and the big guy. We had our talk, as you can tell. Spirit, universe, God, We are grateful. We are grateful for the unconditional love. We are grateful for the limitless opportunities. We are grateful for the ability to choose again in any moment. And in this moment, we seek you. We choose you. In this moment, we ask that every woman here and watching would be illumined from within. That your silky, fiery, alive force would infuse our cells, open our minds, and have us remember who we are and what we've been created for. For we are women, bold, bright, flexible, passionate, creative, aware, and powerful. We thank you for this reminder. We thank you for this opportunity. And we know that you live inside each and every one of us as we sense you, as we feel you, as we receive you. We receive your clarity. We receive your confidence. Ultimately, we receive truth. The truth of you, the truth of us, the truth of what so. And as we remember this truth, we allow the truth to increase, to expand, and to be what we live in, to be our anchor, to be what we come back to, and to be what we bring forward within ourselves, within our lives, within our businesses, and for the impact that we are meant to have. We accept. We receive, we say thank you. Amen. All right, so practicality. There's gonna be three things I'm gonna talk to you in the order of least importance. Practicality, strategy, checklists, marketing methods, all that stuff that people are typically like, give it to me, give it to me, give it to me. I have women who are making no money begging for it, and I have women who are making hundreds of thousands of dollars and are still convinced that this is the Holy Grail and that this is God. Obviously, that's not true because that's already been given. It's already been informed, and you know how to make a 5K month, it's two $2,500 packages. You know how to do a 10K month, it's four $2,500 packages. For the people that are in their multiple six figures, they know how to do launches, and they know how to go from 200,000 to 400,000 or 400,000 to 800,000. To the degree that anybody is relying on practicality, strategy, of course the right action steps are important in the right order, but if you're wondering why you keep seeking this as your top goal, it's because it's not the deal. You can only apply this when you have other things in check and in place. The second most important is, I don't want to say it, perception. It's your perception of your experience in life. This is your story. Your story is, oh my God, people are going to love this. It's totally going to sell out. Your perception is, oh my God, this is going to be so hard. There's like no way I'm going to be able to do this. Your perception is, I have to get all my ducks in a row. Your perception is completely out of reality about what your goal is, that you think that that's actually going to happen, or that you're ready for it, or that you are prepared for it. Perception is, I'm not worthy, and like, I don't deserve to make this money. It's whatever your story is around it. And until you get that you changing your story is your choice, that in every moment we all have a story, we all have conditioning, we all have a perception on what we think something is, and that's the mirror of our life will show us exactly that. Once we change that story, once you change your perception that your calendar is there to either imprison you or to serve you, your choice. Every successful superstar turns every negative perception into a positive one and does it quite quickly, especially once you've got the tools. Oh, I'm noticing that I really have fear about this particular launch. I'm noticing that I have fear, or it's some version of fear, avoidance, resistance, I don't like it, whatever, it's hard, whatever this perception is about doing a Facebook Live, about doing an Instagram Live, about going on Instagram, about whatever the thing is, you change that perception, and like, you have a perception that the actions that I take absolutely lead to paying clients, and that's what I'm focused on, and that's what I'm available for. I have this thing, I don't coach for free. I don't coach for free. What I see going on so much in the community is all everyone like huddling and coaching together. What are you doing coaching the people in this room? You got no business doing it. You're not helping them. You're staying at a frequency and a vibration where people think that coaching each other is somehow working on their business. It's not. You coach to make money. This is your job. It's a real job. It's a real profession. Coaching is the second fastest growing industry in the United States, right outside of technology. So ride the wave. It is the opportunity. Change your perception about anything that is stuck, that's blocking you, that you think is going to be hard. And there doesn't need to be a story around it. There doesn't need to be drama. You've got the tools at this point. And then the most important thing is what I started with, and it's passion. You got that passion. You got that white heat. You got yourself lit up and turned on. That's when you hear about all the miracle stories. Everyone on a stage that's got their seminar stories, it's because they got their passion turned on. It's because they became so resourceful, and they were not going to live another day in any form of mediocrity. Like, not winning was not an option. And if you activate this inside of you, you will start to see your story is going to evaporate on why you can't, and you're only going to be obsessed with thinking, how can you? What are the options? Knowing and believing and connecting with spirit and source that the solution exists, and being so curious in the adventure of what is it and what does that look like, and I know that it's coming for me and my good is coming, and you do not give up until you have absolutely manifested that dream, your desire, your destiny, your soul's purpose. And it comes from that place of fire where there is just a level of aliveness. And this, my dears, is what femininity actually is. It's not weak and it's not soft. It is fierce and it's on fire and it's bold and it gets shit done. Aren't live events just the best? I mean, it is just so beautiful to have the experience of real relationships and being in actual connection with other amazing, incredible women. So I hope that you enjoyed today's episode. And if you are craving more of this, more connection, more live elements, come join us in the Q Club. The link is in the show notes, or you can go to divineliving.com/app. It is such an alive vortex of super cool, spiritual, smart, driven, successful women from around the world. And I do so much live interaction in there. We have a live experience every month. There's live coaching calls. calls. There's other really cool things coming up too that it's going to really just be taken to the next level. And I want to make sure that I get to know you and see you and interact with you in there. So the link, divineliving.com/app, it'll give you a 2-week free trial. You can come on in, check it out, put your profile up, see who else is in your area. Check out all the videos that are there on demand. There's cooking segments, there's motivation, prayers, meditations, like so many cool guest experts in there. You also get a chance to be featured as a guest expert yourself. You'll see, there's so much goodness in there. But come on in so that you're definitely there for the live connection as well. Lots of love.